Here's your morning brief for Friday, June 9th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump was indicted yesterday by a federal grand jury in the investigation into how he handled classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. It marks the first time ever that the federal government has brought charges against a former US president. According to a person familiar with the matter, Trump was charged with 7 counts, including violations of the Espionage Act, as well as obstruction and false statements. A lawyer for Trump confirmed those counts on CNN. Trump declared his innocence and said he's been summoned to appear Tuesday at the federal courthouse in Miami. China is facing a possible deflation problem. While the US and other economies are still worried about high inflation, new data out this morning shows Chinese producer prices dropped by the most in 7 years last month, while consumer prices barely budged. It's the latest sign that China is struggling to sustain its economic recovery. Facebook parent company Meta has told employees that it plans to launch a standalone app to compete with Twitter. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The app is set to be launched through Instagram and was demonstrated during an all-hands meeting yesterday. Chief Product Officer Chris Cox told employees that Meta hopes to launch it as soon as possible. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher and European shares are lower in early trading. US stock futures are down. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.